This is the U105 phone, and here's a worrying statistic. I'll get to your text, your emails and your calls very, very shortly, but this is a worrying figure that 400 places of worship, indeed, let me put it another way, places of worship in Northern Ireland have been attacked more than 400 times in the past 3 years. Doesn't necessarily mean it's 400 different venues. I want to speak to Mark Bailey, who's from Care NI. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Mark, just you did the research on this. Care NI, just put us in the picture as to who you represent, the Christian Action Research and Education Group. What's your motivation?
Yeah, so we're a Christian advocacy charity who are seeking to make a Christian difference in Northern Ireland for the common good in this society. And the reason that we looked into this was because a few months ago I had noticed that in England and Wales there is a scheme to support places of worship who have been victims of hate crime or potentially maybe victims of hate crime, and I wanted to see if there was any evidence of concern in terms of the number of attacks in Northern Ireland. So I put in a Freedom of Information request to the PSNI, and I was very surprised by what came back. I never thought that the number over the last 3 years would be 445 recorded attacks on places of worship in Northern Ireland. That's almost one every other day.
And is it primarily motivated in Northern Ireland by, and I use the term Christian very, very loosely here and in big, bold, inverted commas, is it sure. One Christian group attacking another Christian group? Is that the main thrust of the target in Northern Ireland?
Honestly, Frank, I'm not. I can only speculate on what the motivations are behind the attacks on places of worship. The first thing to say is the number would include it's all places of worship. So while it's because the vast majority of places of worship in Northern Ireland are Christian churches of various denominations, it's likely that most of the attacks have been recorded against Christian churches. But it's known that that Islamic centres have faced attacks, and the Belfast Synagogue has as well. In terms of people's motivations for engaging in these attacks, it is possible that in certain cases there may be a sectarian motivation involved. In other cases, it may just be that particular individuals hold an animus towards members of a particular faith and want to attack where they congregate. Or potentially it could just be crimes of opportunity where they've noticed that a church or a place of worship has poor security and they go in and seek to see what they can get. I mean, again, as I say, I don't have data on the motivations behind why people are doing this, but what we do know is that there's a significant problem when you have 445 places of worship being attacked over 3 years.
It's very sad to think that people will target where people worship. It is happening, and you've given great examples of it right around Northern Ireland. And you also talk about security. Like when I was young, you could have walked into the local churches of whichever denomination they happened to be in the area that I grew up. The door was always open. There was there mightn't have been a light on in the hall, but there was a welcome certainly there for everyone to spend a quiet moment of reflection. More and more churches now are locked when you go to the door. That's a sad reflection on society, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, for Christians, and I know, I'm sure, for those of other faiths, hospitality is an important value, and that we want people to come and have that space for reflection, as you said. And in many churches are, their doors are open. It depends on where you go. Obviously, if you're attacked or if someone comes into your church and steals something from you, you're going to be more wary. But certainly, I would know from a Christian perspective, we want to be open to everyone to come in and encounter Jesus Christ in this society. I would say that what this offends against, Frank, is particularly the fundamental right that every citizen of this society has to seek to worship freely and to live out their faith freely in this society. It is the case that an attack on a place of worship is an attack on those who worship there, on the faith community that uses those buildings. And again, what we are calling for, which is for the implementation of the the same scheme that's in operation in England and Wales, which is called the Places of Worship Security Scheme, which basically what that does is it allows places of worship to apply to the Home Office if they believe that they are potentially a threat from hate crime, or if they think that they have been victims of hate crime, and basically that will allow them to obtain money to improve the security in their churches. Ideally, as you say, I agree, the churches would be open and other places of worship would be open, but unfortunately that's not necessarily the society we're living in today.
Do you think they will get a positive reaction if the people from the Islamic Centre here in Belfast or across in Newton Arch, where there were examples as well, the synagogue you made reference to, the churches that are dotted all over Northern Ireland that have been attacked, the graveyards as well. Very recently, of course, we had the attack in the city cemetery on the headstones. Will they get a positive reaction if they begin to apply for money, or will they not more or less be told chances of you being able to make that isolated building or that graveyard more secure are few and far between, really?
Yeah, I mean, again, obviously we'd have to look at the details of how the scheme would work, and in some cases it's evident that improved security is possible, and in other cases that'll prove more difficult. But what I would say is that, you know, this is a the reason why at the moment we can't have this scheme is, once again, we don't have the Northern Ireland Executive in place. So even if the Department of Justice and the Department of Communities were convinced this was the right move to make, and we will be arguing that they should, there's no executive in place to make that decision. I mean, what we're going to do in the coming days is write to all the party leaders in Northern Ireland. We would hope there would be a widespread consensus that this is a significant issue, and that churches should be able, and churches and all places of worship should be able to apply to this scheme. We think it should be introduced here, and that it would make a difference. But as you say, Frank, you're absolutely right. These grants won't solve the problem entirely. We need to be aware that some people do have an animus towards those who hold faith, or people of faith in this society, and certainly we need to be conscious of that and trying to take measures at a cultural level to reduce those attacks in the society.
Do you believe, finally, that it's really an attack on the church or the beliefs of the people who would be attending the place of worship, the mosque, the synagogue, or wherever? Do you think it's an attack on those people because of what they think, what they believe, what they subscribe to? Or are they simply just vandals who see buildings that are vulnerable and worthy of attack because they have twisted minds that are fueled by hatred of what other people have?
I think we don't know the motivations of individuals who've engaged in these crimes. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the time, people who do these things are not caught. What I would say is that it is evident in some cases that, yes, there is a clear motivation that is based on what appears to be a hatred of a particular faith. So, I mean, you may remember back in 2017, in September 2017, Christchurch in Derry, Londonderry was vandalised, where we had individuals break in. They broke glass windows in the church that dated back to the 1800s, and they defecated and urinated on the premises and then destroyed the organ. I think that's pretty evident in that situation that is not just vandals having some fun. That's an attack on, you know, that particular faith community. And I mean, again, there's been some other major incidents. And for example, St. Field Road Presbyterian back in 2016 had a double arson on their church premises, which certainly appeared to be motivated by an animus towards that particular church, because it was targeted twice within a very short period of time. But again, in other cases, you're absolutely right. It may just be young people out trying to have some fun. But whatever the motivation is, it's a fundamental right of every citizen in this society to worship freely and to be able to congregate together in their own buildings. And in our view, the Northern Ireland Executive and the statutory agencies in this society should help facilitate that right and protect that right going forward.
Okay, Mark Bailey, thank you very much indeed. Going through a number of examples there, and you mentioned the mosques as well in our conversation, but the leaving of pigs' heads, as we've had in, I think, Newton Ards was an example in recent times outside a place of worship. That's direct hatred aimed towards people who have a different faith than those people who would be carrying out the atrocious act would have, and very possibly those who are carrying out the atrocious act have no faith at all. What can the politicians do, and do they take it seriously? Let me speak to one who's prepared to speak to us on our invitation, Robbie Butler of the Ulster Unionist. Robbie Butler, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Going by Mark Bailey, in the ideal world, the politicians would be at Stormont and it'd be one of the issues they'd be sorting out. But if I had a pound for everyone that said that on this programme, I'd be a very rich man. Indeed, are they concerned about attacks on places of worship, or is it something that's really just in the news today because Mark has done some research?
No, I think Kerr and Mark are quite right to bring this to our attention. And I think if you feel a
Robbie, I'm going to interrupt you there for a second. If you could just give your phone a bit of a shake. We seem to have a very poor line there. I'll just see if it's working and we could come back to you if it isn't better. Go ahead.
Is that better now, Frank?
Okay, fire away.
So over a number of years through previous employment in the fire service, I attended many incidents of vandalism and fire in churches. And actually, when I became a politician, one of my first things to attend was a graffiti at a Roman Catholic church in Glenavy in Lisburn. And it was really, really disappointing to be going to something like that and to see that level of hatred directed towards one side of the community. And you raised a good point earlier, how much of this perhaps is sectarian, how much of it is directed towards someone else's religion, or how much of it is just plain vandalism.
And what do you think? Do you get a sense that there's significant hatred in those who direct it towards, say, the Jewish community or the Islamic faith? But if it's a church that happens to be in Belfast where the windows are broken or the organ is vandalised, is that simply pathetic, useless people who are vandals, or Is there sectarian hatred in all of the attacks? I'll let you answer that again, Robbie, because the phone is playing up. I'll just take this as your final reply.
Sorry, there's no doubt that all faiths suffer some level of sectarian or bigoted vandalism or hatred directed towards them, and it's a sad indictment of where we are today in 2019 in Northern Ireland.
It is a terrible indictment. There is no question about it. For whatever reason, people would be attacking a place of worship. It is shameful. If you're just joining us, good morning. This is the U105 phone-in.